Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today, just a brief bit about the 29th of February. Today, of course, being that day, and happy 29th. The thing to know about all of this is that in large part, when this started out, while we don't seem to care a lot now, it had to do with religious things. And it's a correction that is sort of ongoing. And so we don't think about it much because it's just what we do. It's something that we've done for, you know, hundreds of years. But as we look at it, contrary to what some people might believe, it's not an every year or every 4 year sort of thing. Adding a leap day every 4 years makes the calendar longer by something like, coincidentally, more fours, 44 minutes. Later, as the calendars come around, we're going to find that there's going to be some exceptions to this. So it's not something any of us will worry about, but there is a system. So if we're looking at it, it was decreed years ago, and we are still using some of this now, that in years divisible by 100, that would not follow the four-year leap day, unless they're also divisible by 400. Sounds like a pain in the neck. In the past 500 years, there's no leap day in 1700, 1800, 1900, but 2000 did have one. Now, if we're looking at this for the next 500 years, if we're still using this system, which is frankly likely, there's going to be no leap day in 2100, 2200, 2300, and 2500. Do we really care? Well, probably not, because the system goes on, works for us, except for those people that have a birthday on the 29th. And I knew a couple of those folks. Mine is on the 27th. So I knew folks, and they complained a little bit about it, almost as much as the people who had, that I knew, a birthday on Christmas Day, which I have to grant would be a really tough one to have in terms of how this went. But how did we get here? Julius Caesar, if we go back, trying to deal with all the religious things and the multiple calendars and the multiple systems, decreed back in 46 BC that we would have this type of a system. And as he came through, he was further and further off, and they had to have leap days, or leap months, to bring things back into line. And then, as it got a little bit further on, what happened is that in order to make it work, they had to step in with a Gregorian calendar. That is what we use today. Now, that's about in the 16th century, and everybody was trying to tie it back down, and that's how we ended up where we are. It was done for religious reasons, and it was done because the system kept getting out of whack with what actually is happening in terms of things like the winter solstice and as it works. So, I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.